1 Corinthians chapter 13. We'll read verses 1 through 4 together. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 1 through 4. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not charity, I am become as sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains and have not charity, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned and have not charity, it profiteth me nothing. Charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up. And let's pray together. Father, thank you again for your word. And Lord, please help us tonight. Bless your word to our hearts. Open our hearts. Strengthen us, please, as your people. And then, Lord, help us apply it to our lives. No one is a master of this truth. I know we have to work at it until we get to see you face to face. So please, help us and encourage us tonight to work on living this truth. Please, for your glory and honor, in Jesus' name, amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 13 is called the love chapter in the Bible. Now, love is not the same as charity. If God wanted the word to be love, he would have put love in there. But your King James Bible uses the word charity. Charity, we define it, if you didn't look it up in a dictionary, we would define it as what? If you give to charity, that's people who, charitable cause, you could say, is something that meets the needs of others. Some will call charity love in action, not just love, but love with feet to it or words to it. It would be important for us as Bible-believing Christians to know charity is something you cannot give to a lost person. Charity is only given from one saved person and can only be received by another saved person. I'm to love my neighbor as myself, right? But charity is an expression of love that is shown from one Christian to another, and from verse 4 until you get down to verse 7, 4, 5, 6, and 7 are traits of Christians who are properly loving one another. Does everybody understand? In other words, what does true love, brotherly love, look like? And God says, here's proper, Christian, holy, godly love in action, and these are the traits that you will see. And I thought it was interesting. This morning, the Sunday school lesson was in 2 John, and verse 5, I'll just review this with you real quick. It says, now I beseech thee, lady, not as though I wrote a new commandment unto thee, but that which we had from the beginning, that we love one another. So we're commanded to love one another. That was in 2 John 5. Just listen real quick. I could have you turn to it, but I want you to kind of stay in 1 Corinthians 13. In 1 John chapter 4, verse 21 says, "This and this commandment have we from him, that he who loveth God love his brother also." Another commandment to love one another. In 1 John chapter 3, the last verse in the chapter says, and this is his commandment, that we should believe on the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another as he gave us commandment. There it is again. We're commanded to love one another. In the same chapter, in verse 11, it says, for this is the message that ye heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. That's two times in one chapter. And in chapter 2, verse 7 and 8 says, brethren, I write no new commandment unto you, but an old commandment, which ye had from the beginning. The old commandment is the word which ye have heard from the beginning. Again, A new commandment I write unto you, which thing is true in him and in you, because the darkness is past and the true light now shineth. Everything is in reference to the commandment that Jesus gave us to love one another. That's John 13, 34 and 35, right? This, a new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you. By this shall all men know that you are my disciples, if you have love one toward another. So, everything goes, it's amazing how much in the New Testament is, love one another, love one another. You're commanded to love one another. It's a command, okay? And many, what did Jesus say? Love is the basis of the law. If you love one another, you don't need the Ten Commandments. You're not going to steal from somebody you love, right? You're not going to, okay, kill somebody you love, right? If you're properly loving, then you don't need the law that says thou shalt not do this, right? So in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, you have traits of what you will see expressed when we properly love each other. And if I go through these with you, look at verse 4. Charity suffereth long. I think it's amazing. Yeah, I think, you know, as you go through this, if you wonder what a word means, you ought to look it up in a dictionary, right? But the word vaunteth means brag. If I truly love you, I'm not going to brag about me to you to show you how good I am. If I love you, I don't want to intimidate you, right? I want to help you, but I don't want to elevate myself above you if I truly love you. I'm not looking for you to praise me if I love you. I'm looking to be what you need, right? Charity vaunteth not itself, suffereth long. Charity suffereth long. The word suffer long means what? One of the first traits of charity means if you suffer, that means you put up with people's negatives. All of us have negatives. Some of us have more than others. Okay, but nobody has as many as I do. No, charity puts up, every one of us have traits that will rub somebody else raw. Okay? Yes, if I love you, I'll try not to do that. But if I love you, when you rub me raw, I won't stop loving, right? Because we're all going to irritate each other. Let us serve the Lord long enough. Let us hang around each other long enough, and we'll have traits that it will be exposed. We will disappoint one another. We will rub each other the wrong way. That's why I think it's safe. It's safe. We come to church. We go soul winning together. Every once in a while, we have a wonderful picnic. You know, we'll have another one on Labor Day in September. But somebody said, boy, we should have church every day. That could work out to a negative. But charity suffers long. And what you learn about charity in the Bible is, you should be more interested in who you're loving than who's loving you. Because charity, what? Seeks to give, not get. I'm not trying to get anything from you. I'm trying to give to you if I love you. Okay? So you're more interested in giving than you are getting. Watch this. Verse 4. Charity suffereth long and is kind. Okay? You say, well, that's easy. Okay, if being kind is so easy, then have you ever hurt somebody with your mouth? Have your words ever hurt somebody? Well, if I love you, I want to say the words fitly spoken, right? Are like gold and pictures of silver, right? Then I want to carefully choose my words when I'm around you. I don't want to shoot my mouth off. I want to think, how is what I'm talking about going to affect you if I love you? Charity suffereth long and is kind. I've made mistakes with my mouth. I've sinned. I want to make sure that it's an accident, though. But the only time I hurt people with my mouth is when I don't think through what I'm saying. How will they take? Well, I know what I mean when I talk. How will they take what I'm saying? Charity is kind. Let's think about another word here. Ready? Look at verse 4. Charity envieth not. The word envy means if you have something that I don't have, can I rejoice with you or do I want it for myself? Wouldn't that be selfishness? So charity doesn't look to take from you. If I'm not envying what you have, well, how come they have that and I don't? Man, they have a nice car. Man, they've got nice clothes. They've got nice... Charity, if I truly love you, I don't want what you have. I can be glad you have what you have. If I'm true. See, all of these make wonderful checkpoints for me as a Christian, so I can go through, am I loving, not like I think I should love, am I loving the way God told me to love? If I stay in 1 Corinthians 13, I'm safe. Right? Look at, so, it envieth not. How about this? Charity envieth not. Charity, I already told you, vaunteth not itself. The word vaunt means to boast or brag. I don't want to brag when I'm around you. I don't have a problem with rejoicing over past accomplishments. When I was with Brother Manny, I remember, boy, when he first came here, the first sermon he heard me preach was Fishers of Men. Every time I look at that message, that was 4.5 years ago. He sat right back there. He never took his eyes off me. And after that message, he said, Pastor, I've not been soul winning. I want to go. And we went soul winning together. I wasn't telling him that. I said, remember the first message you heard me preach? He didn't move the whole message. He was just like... just like this. And then after that, every time he came to church, he'd say, I passed out 3 tracks this week. There were construction workers right down here. I saw him. He had just gotten his Prius. You know what I mean? He said, I pulled over. He said, I gave it. One guy threw it on the ground, but the other two took it. I said, that's good, Brother Manny. That's good. It's wonderful to enjoy our service together. To where we talk about, remember when we did this? Remember when we did this together for the Lord? But it doesn't brag, right? I've led more than you. I'm better than you. It doesn't do that. Charity vaunteth not itself. I'm trying to help you think through some words. Is not puffed up, okay? Anytime you, if you look up the word puffed up, it always deals with pride, okay, in your Bible. The word puffed up comes from what happens when an animal dies and it's in the sun. Give it a couple of days and it'll look like a balloon, okay? There's deer balloons. There's groundhog balloons. Have you ever seen a squirrel balloon? They puff up. And there's the death inside of it. That's because what's puffing it up is likened to how pride builds us up, right? Look at me. If I love you, I don't want... John 3:30, he must increase, I must decrease. I'm learning in the Christian life how to make less of myself and magnify Jesus. I'm learning. Okay, look at verse 5. Charity doth not behave itself unseemly. The word unseemly, when you look it up, says charity doth not behave itself unbecoming, unfitting, or here's a good word for unseemly, indecent. We should be, okay, I told you this morning, since the Clinton administration, nobody has been arrested for indecency anymore. But America used to be concerned with propriety and decency, and when you're around a lady, you don't cuss. I don't think you should cuss anyways. But if you're around a lady, you should really not cuss. Okay? That used to be decent and proper. Why? Manners. Let's talk about manners. Okay? Yes, ma'am. No, ma'am. Yes, sir. No, sir. Thank you. Please. All of that is because I want you to know I appreciate you, right? I say, may I have that, please, because I want you to know I don't expect it. Manners are to express love to other people, right? That's what, and where do we learn that? At the table, right? We learn when America quit eating together as a family, the manners went downhill and the road rage escalated. And they say you drive like your personality is. And if you're rude to other people, it shows on the road. Just watch people drive. If you don't use your blinker, well, they ought to be able to tell. If you cut off and you can't. If you're a jerk out there, it's because you're a jerk with people. It manifests. Okay, you say, how do we get off on that? Charity doth not behave itself indecently or unseemly. I care if I love you. I care how I come across to you. Okay? And if, okay, we had a family come in here 3.5 years ago, and no, maybe it was 4. They were from Nanjamoy, and they were looking for a church, and sweet people. I said, shut up in a sermon. She said, we'll never be back at your church. You said, shut up in front of our kids. I said, oh, okay. Well, too late now. Way to blow it, preacher. If I would have known that, I wouldn't have used shut up. Okay? If I would have known that offends you, then I wouldn't have said that. You understand? I didn't know. And, no, they didn't come back. They said, couldn't believe you said shut up in front of our kids. I was like, I don't think I mentally damaged them or emotionally imperiled them for the rest of... But anyways, that was, we never say that. Okay, I understand that. But they had expectations of me that I didn't know about, so I couldn't meet, right? Love, charity doth not behave itself unseemly. Let's indecent. That means if I know something offends you, then if I love you and express my love to you, then I'll take that into consideration and I'll try to be careful not to talk about that, right? If I love you, I want to be decent. I don't want you to be shocked or hurt after we're done talking. Here we go. I'm just trying to help you think through these words. Ready? Charity, verse 5, seeketh not her own. That takes a lot of work. That's a heavy-duty Christian move when you can think your way into the life of somebody else and leave yourself behind. Most don't do that. I'm not seeking anything for myself. To be that selfless like Jesus, I will say this, it's hard, it takes a lot of work, it has to be done on purpose. But if I'm not seeking my own, and I'm talking to you, and I'm trying, that's really what soul winning teaches you, I'm trying to be what you need me to be so you'll listen to me. Right? If you can tell, as a soul winner, that I care about you, then you'll let me teach you the Bible how to get saved. Right? So, it's learning how to transfer your love quickly. Learning how to, normally when you're at the door, they say you got 5 seconds. You're on trial for 5 seconds. And if they can tell you love them, then they let you continue. If they don't, now some don't let you talk, and I understand that. You know, we've all been to the door like that. But charity seeketh not her own. I'm not interested in me. I'm interested in you and what your thoughts are. How can I help you? Charity does what? Look at verse 5. Is not easily provoked. Okay? Thinketh no evil. The word provoke means, you know, it literally means to poke. You know what I mean? You ever have somebody, you know, quit touching me. You know, they're provoking them or teasing them. Charity provoketh not. It doesn't do that which is irritating, okay? Charity is not easily provoked. If I love you, it should take a lot for you to hurt me if I love you. You know why? Look at the last two phrases in verse 5. Is not easily provoked and thinketh no evil. I'll cover the rest of these with you, but if you're not There's only one way that you're not easily provoked, and that's when something bad happens, you do what? You give somebody the benefit of the doubt. If I love you, I train myself not to think bad of you until you told me what you did was wrong. You ever heard somebody say, oh, I know why they did that? What, you got the gift of reading minds or what? You don't. But boy, some are convinced they do. Oh, I know why they did that. No, you don't either. And it's always the wrong you're assuming. You have to train yourself. Look, do you want to put me in a mental torture session? I know who's here and who's not here. I can't go by who's not here and think, oh, I know why they're not here, and I know why they're not here, and I know why they're not. I can't allow myself to think that way, or I'll constantly be hurt. When somebody says, hey, do you know where so-and-so is? No, I always say this, they're probably sick. I didn't know that they didn't want to be here. I can't think that way as a pastor. Does everybody understand? I have to train myself to think the best, not the worst. My sin nature automatically goes to the negative. Oh, I know why you said that, because you hate me. Really? Maybe they just shot their mouth off real quick and weren't thinking about what they were saying. Maybe they don't hate you. How come our sin nature and our selfishness always goes to, I know why you did that, and then it goes to the negative? And watch this. Here's what becomes damaging. When they don't know that you're offended, they can't make it right. So guess what happens with all of the assumptions of wrong? They just stack up and stack up until finally, that's it. I know why they, and boy, I mean, they got a whole file. You ask them what they did wrong. Oh, well, they've done this, and they've done this, and they've done this, and they know nothing about it because it's a wrong that has always been assumed. Did you know this happens with friends? Little part. It happens with husband and wife. If a husband and wife aren't careful, they assume, oh, I know why they did that. Did they say that? Did they say that? What? Charity is not easily provoked. If I love you, I assume the best about you, not the worst. And I give you the benefit of the doubt. Watch this. What's it say? Charity is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil. It doesn't say thinketh no sin. It says thinks no evil. Evil is what they've done to hurt. I'm not going to allow myself to think why somebody did something that hurt me until they say, I did what I did to hurt you. I've learned that as a Christian. And most of my assumptions are wrong. Every time. There might be one or twice I've assumed something that was negative and it ended up not being true. It ended up being true. Most of them are wrong. Christian, if you love somebody, you learn to assume the best. I'm not going to believe something negative about you until you tell me, you know, I really goofed up on this. I was trying to run you over with my car. Yeah. But I'm over it now. I'm over it now, and that's not going to happen again, and I personally hope you can forgive me. Okay? I know that's a little extreme, but I just saw you bumped into me with your car. No, I was trying to kill you, but okay. I probably took that too far. Okay? But does everybody understand? If you're working at your loving properly other people, then it should take a lot for them to upset you. And if you're wearing your sleeves on your cuff, I know people, I'm amazed at what they get offended over. Really? How deeply do you love? Do you always assume the worst? Oh, I know why they did that. No, you don't. And it thinks no evil. I'm not going to think negatively about you until you tell me you did that. That's how I survive as a Christian. Amen? I've been stabbed in the back, and I'll be stabbed in the back some more. It's okay. It's part of learning how to live. Amen? But I don't want to think evil. I'm learning to love. Amen? Watch this. Let's keep on going through it. Watch this. charity, if I love you, it rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth. There's things that are in your past that Romans 6 says that we should be ashamed of. There's things I don't want to rejoice with you in your sin that you used to live before you got saved. I want to rejoice in the truth. That's why it's important. That's why it's important our fellowship with each other. It should include, wow, what did you learn this week in your Bible? Did God use you to win somebody to the Lord? Did you experience any answers to prayer? I want to be careful. I don't rejoice in what's wrong.
You know, when I used to do this, but
okay, are you ashamed of it? If I love you, I want to rejoice in truth. That's proper love expressed, right? I want to hear what God's doing in your life. I want to hear when God answers your prayers. I want to hear how God's growing you. But I don't want to rejoice in what's wrong, in negative. That's a little bit more. Charity, and then it's going to give you a list of here of four things. Ready? It beareth all things. So if I love you, I can bear the load or put up with anything. If I don't love you, my tolerance is this low.
Oh, you blew it again.
Keep in mind something. If I'm working at my love as a Christian, I can bear all things.
Well, if they do that to me one more time, I'm going to...
Charity beareth. It doesn't turn me into a floor mat for people to wipe their feet on me. It just means, look, every one of us represents at least one problem. Some of us represent two or three or four or five. How can we put up with each other if we don't love each other? Right? Here we go. If I truly love you, I can bear all things about you. Watch this. If I love you, what's the next one in verse 7? Believeth all things. I love this statement. That doesn't mean I believe every rumor. But I believe everything that God wants to do in your life, God can. I believe you can do anything. If I believe all things about you, I believe what? God wants to use you. I don't say, oh, man, not that. Well, God can use, not them, though. If I love you, I believe all things of what God wants to do in your life. How do you view each other? How do you view, do you look at people saying, how about this statement? I believe in you. I believe you can live for God. If I love you and you understand? Love properly expressed, you'll see this. What else? Think about this just a little bit more. Charity beareth all things. It believeth all things. And watch this. Hopeth all things. If I love you, I hope the best for you. I hope you have a good day tomorrow. I do. If you've been struggling in an area, I hope, if I love you, I want the best for you. I'm hoping all things. What's the last thing here? It says, endureth all things. The word enduring means, as I learn, you learn my flaws, and I learn your flaws, I can put up with them. Because I'm learning something as a Christian. God didn't give me power to change anybody. The only person I can change is me. And most people don't change. If they have something that irritates you, you're going to have to learn to endure. You only do that properly by loving. Or you're going to get an attitude every time you get around them. You're going to say, good morning, good morning, good morning. You're going to get an attitude and you can't do that. Anytime I get skeptical, I have to guard myself. I have to guard my mind, and I have to teach myself to assume the best. You come to a holiday like this, you know, July 4th. You never know what to expect on a holiday. You know attendance is not going to be normal. You know what I mean? You know that. So I had to be careful yesterday. I was. Nope, not going to say. Just, if I love you, I assume the best. But I can't live in, well, probably not going to be anybody here.
probably going to walk in and, well, good morning. Welcome to Gospel Light Baptist Church.
Echo, 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 echo. No, God gave us a wonderful morning this morning. But if I'm not careful in my mind, I go to the negative real quick. I can't do that. Christian, you need to teach yourself how to think lovingly, with charity. Here, let's finish a little bit of the chapter. Ready? We've looked at the traits now. Look at verse 8. Charity never faileth. But whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. So there's some things that God doesn't do anymore that he did in the New Testament. Look at verse 9. For we know in part, we prophesy in part, but when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. Verse 11. When I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. Children are very selfish. They're precious. But they have to be taught as they mature to think of other people. Because they grow up, what? Being served. But as you mature, you learn to serve like you were served. That's maturing, right? So that as I mature as a man, as a Christian, I'm learning to put away childish things, and I'm learning it's not all about me. I'm learning to assume the best. I'm learning to think no evil. I'll give you the assumption. Amen? I'm learning. I'm mature. None of us have arrived, right? Nobody's mastered this truth. But you do have to work on it. And it's supposed to help our thinking so we can stay in church. Amen? Amen? So we can, well, they just upset me and they... Getting along and learning how to deal with people's sin natures is... It takes maturity. It takes strength as a Christian. And it doesn't come naturally to anybody. I hope this is a help to you. Just wanted to look. You say, what's the name of the sermon? This is the name of the sermon. I have to train myself to think the best. I have to train myself and my mind. I hope it's a help. Let's pray. Father, thank you for your word. Lord, help us, please. I wish each person could seek to grow, but Lord, it takes them.